Good morning, church family. Welcome to another incredible Sunday at the church, Covington. We're always blessed with you in the house and online with us, and certainly blessed by the presence of Jesus. He meets us week after week, and our lives, our marriages, our families, our finances, we're all better for having been in the presence of the Lord. Yes, this is a holiday Sunday, New Year's Eve, and many are traveling or out and away with just some holiday fun. I also am traveling. We have not been back home to Texas in a few years, and so we jumped on a plane Christmas Day morning and have spent some time with our family back in Texas, and we'll be back home tomorrow, actually. I appreciate you allowing me to come to you in this way. I'm on screen today, but I believe that this is a word that is going to bless your life. Listen, if you are our guest today, take just a moment and text hello to 404-777-4701. We want to connect with you. We want to get to know you just a little better, allow you to get to know us better. And I want this to be your spiritual home in the new year. And speaking of the new year, tomorrow is the start of 2024. And next Sunday, January 7, we're jumping right into our new year series. And you're not going to want to miss the beginning of that. The New Year series is always challenging and sets a tone for the year, and I feel like God has spoken to my heart, and so you don't want to miss next Sunday as we begin the new year right here in the presence of the Lord and with a word that is going to bless our lives. If you're having fun today, tonight, be safe, enjoy friends, enjoy family, or just lie awake because your neighbors are going to be setting off fireworks and your dogs are going to be barking and you're not going to be able to sleep anyway, so you might as well get up and celebrate with some friends and with some family and ring in the new year. We're wrapping up 2023, and I always get a bit reflective as the year closes. I like to take inventory. I like to just look in the mirror, so to speak, and just kind of see how things were for me in the year, and what worked and what didn't work, and just, you know, kind of check myself over. I've got some new scars. I've got some new dings. I've got some bruises that are holding on. With any year, and this one included, there are highs and there are lows. Of course, there are ups and downs. It's been a wild year for me. I say that, catch myself saying that so often the last few months. Just, this is wild when I'm trying to do something. Of course, I had a significant down in 2023. Wild enough, the first few days of 2023, I had emergency surgery. They took my gallbladder, completely unexpected. And then, of course, in July of 2023, I took a fall and broke my leg in a significant way. And of course, you all have been on that journey with me, and I'm so grateful to be up and to be on the move and to be recovering. But you've got ups and you've got downs in any given year. And if you're normal, and I suspect all of you are, then 2023 has had some good, some bad, and there's been some ugly mixed in as well. That's life. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It doesn't mean that you are doing anything wrong. It means that you are human. It means that you are normal. You are a spiritual being who is having an earthly experience. I love what Jesus said in Matthew 5 and 45. He makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good. He sends rain on the just and the unjust. In other words, life is happening to all of us. The sun is rising, the sun is setting on good people and bad people, on just people, on unjust people. The rain is falling on people of every race, of every economic standing and status. Life is happening. So I want you to be encouraged. It's not just you. I know the enemy's trying to convince you that you're the only one going through what you're going through, or you're the only one who's faced the things that you have faced in this year, but you're not. It's amazing how many people I have met in the last few months while on this journey of recovery, how many people, other people that I've met who have broken their leg in a similar way, and they have, you know, some unique stories. I'm still the only patient of my surgeon who's ever broken their leg while preaching, and he loves to talk about that, so I'll keep that distinction. But others riding a bike, others walking down the street, others in various kinds of accidents. I'm encouraged because it's not just me going through life. It's not just me facing things, but it's all of us facing things and dealing with things in life. What about the wise man in Ecclesiastes 9 and 11? He said, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. It's not just the skilled. It's not just those that run fast. It's not just strong people, but life, time, and chance is happening to all of us. I don't know about you, but much of my year could be defined as being in the right place at the right time. Or maybe it could be defined as being in the wrong place at the right time. There's lots of different ways to look. There's lots of different angles to see in this reflective mirror as you take inventory of your life and see all of the things that have happened to you and what they have made of you. Either way, life, time, and chance is happening to each of us. And I want to challenge you this morning that a proper accounting of your year will tell you what we should keep and what you should throw out. A proper accounting of my year will tell me what of my year, what of the experiences of 2023 should I keep, and what should I set out at the curb and make sure does not go with me. I know I'm on screen today and you're in the room, but I wish you would look at your neighbor and just say these words: take it or leave it. I think I can hear you. Take it or leave it. That's what I want to leave with you today. That's what I want to share with you today, because this idea of accounting, it's going to tell us, hey, that worked. When you did that, when you committed to that, when you tried that, that worked. You want to take that with you into the new year. And then on the other hand, you may see a particular season or a particular time over the last year that, wait a minute, that hurt. That did not feel good. That failed. That disappointed. I'm going to leave that behind. That seemed like a good idea at the time, but it did not turn out like I planned. So I'm going to leave that. I don't want to take that into the new year. And when it comes to our year, when it comes to our lives, of course, there are things that happen that we hoped would happen. Things happen that we dreamed would happen, or that we planned to happen. Things that we organized our lives around those things coming to pass. And then there are other things that have happened, other things that have transpired in our lives that we wish wouldn't have happened. Things that we hoped would happen, maybe new relationships, maybe new jobs or new positions or promotions, or maybe it's kids. Maybe you welcomed a child into your home, or maybe something significant happened with one of your kids who's in that maturing and growing up process. Maybe there were blessings. Man, I'm so glad that happened in my life. And then other things that happened that we wish would not have happened just the same. Relationships that did not work out, and now there is sadness. Maybe it's a job that you lost, or a company that closed, or a position that played out, or maybe it was a trying time with one of your kids, or some stress in the family, and instead of blessing, you feel the breaking. Many of the things that have happened in my life, I want to take them with me into the new year. And there's other things that I know I want to leave behind. One more time, look at someone in your zip code, in your area right there, and just tell them, take it or leave it. That's the two options we have on this last day of 2023. Am I going to take it with me into 24, or am I going to leave it right where it is? Isaiah 42 and 9 says, behold, the former things have come to pass. So there's a lot of things, former things, past things, yesterday things, last month things, earlier this year things. There are things that have happened. You know what? There are new things I declare. There are new things I declare. There are things that I prophesy. There are better days ahead. There are things that have happened, and there are things that are going to happen. Before, Isaiah said, before they spring forth, I will tell you of them. Can I just pause for a moment in this final message of 2023 and prophesy to you that your best year is coming in 2024. I declare blessings in your life in this coming year. Yes, life will happen. There will be some good. There will be some bad. There will be some ugly. But when the accounting is done, the report will be blessed. How do you know, Pastor Daryl? It's the 31st of 2023. How do you know before the first day of the next 365? How do you know they're going to be blessed? Because I am making up in my mind. I am determining that when the rain falls on the just, that when life happens to me, I am going to respond. I am going to react. I am going to believe in faith. I refuse to allow the things that come in 2024, the things that will happen, and we know they will. It's as sure as the rising of the sun tomorrow morning. We know that life is going to happen, but I have already decided how I am going to react. I am going to react in my faith, and I'm going to believe and call my year blessed. But you know what will challenge that declaration? You know what will challenge that declaration? It'll be taking the wrong things into 2024. Because we have two choices. We can take it or we can leave it. That's the two choices we have. And you say, but wait a minute, I feel like, I mean, on the 31st, just hours to go in the remainder of 2023, I just feel like my life is a complete mess. I'm taking inventory and I'm seeing all of the things that didn't work and the list is long, and I'm seeing all of the things that I failed at or that I struggled with or that I even just stopped fighting after a while and just laid down and let life run over me. I feel like I'm ending this year in a complete mess. You know what? I've got hope for you today. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, let me ask you this morning, are you in Christ? Because that is what will make the difference. I'm not asking you, are you breathing? I'm not asking you, if you pinch yourself, does it hurt? I'm not asking you, are you alive? You're here, you're alive. I'm asking you, are you alive in Christ? I'm not talking about leaning to your own understanding. I'm not talking about standing on your own power. I'm talking about, are you in Christ? Because if anyone is in Christ, here's what he says, he is a new creation. He's a new creation. I love it. I want to declare this every day. I want to challenge you starting tomorrow morning. Go ahead and set a reminder on your phone. Write it on your mirror. Get a post-it note somewhere visible that you can see it. Declare this the first 7 days of 2024. I am a new creation. What does that mean? That means I'm going to have the right ideas. I'm going to have the right opinions. I'm going to have the best thoughts. I'm going to have the most creative plans and opportunities in 2024. Why? Because I'm starting my year in Christ. You may not have lived every day in 2023 in Christ. You may have had some rough days. You may have had a season where you just weren't where you needed to be in the things of God. But you know what? You can start 2024 in Christ. You can say yes today and keep that yes all throughout this new year and just live in Christ and watch how new creation happens in your life. Because Paul continued teaching us. He said, old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. If you're not in Christ, then you take a gamble on how life turns out. And I think sometimes we see people who, at least in our estimation, at least in our ability to judge, you know, just the outer appearance of their life. It doesn't look like they're living their life in Christ. I know you're like, wait a minute, we're not allowed to do that. No, we're not supposed to do that, but we do that. And when we just look at somebody else's life, because we'd much rather look at somebody else than look at ourselves, and when we do that and we say, wait a minute, I don't think they're really living, they're not living according to the Bible that I read, and yet it looks as though their life is blessed. Somehow, inside of us, we think, let's see if we can get away with the same. I don't know about you, but I've never been that lucky. I don't want to take that gamble. I want old things to pass away and all things to become new. And I want to live my life in Christ. Because miserable is living with the old. Miserable is living with old thinking. Miserable is living with an old mindset. Miserable is living with old truth. I don't know if you've if you got one of these smartphones. They've got apps on there, and you use those apps. It may be a news app. It may be a grocery store app. But when you have these apps working on your phone, they need to be updated ever so often. And if you're someone who doesn't update your phone, I've got family members, not calling any names, but they never update their phone, and then their phone starts glitching and not working correctly and just not doing what it's supposed to do, and then they're frustrated because it's not working. You got to do the update. The app will not work if there's a new version and you're trying to live on the old version. You got to update your life. You got to update your mind. You've got to update your mindset. You've got to update to make sure that you are living in the most up-to-date version of God's will for your life. Go ahead and make the update. But what is it? What is it that I know I need to take? And what should I leave behind? I'm going to challenge you with three things, and then we'll be on our way and enjoy the rest of this New Year's Eve and new year that's coming. But let me challenge you first. You need to leave bitter and take better. Leave bitter and take better. No. Don't leave this year bitter. Don't leave bitter in your spirit, but leave the bitter. Leave bitter behind. Yes, it happened. Yes, it came. Yes, that storm blew into your life. Yes, you suffered that hurt, and you've been in your feelings for a while now. But let me challenge you that before this year ends, that you get out of your feelings and you get into your faith. Let me challenge you today to take the lessons with you, but leave the disappointments. Take the lessons into the new year. Take what you learned in that trial. Take the maturity. Take the growth. Take the experience that you gained from that happening in your life. But leave the disappointment behind. Take the scars and leave the pain. I can't do anything about the scars. I've got scars on my body now. I've got massive scarring from the major surgery that they did on my leg. For a while, Kristen kept saying, where's shorts? Where's shorts? I want everybody to see the scars. It's a conversation piece now. I don't know. I've heard about women that like scars. Maybe PK is one of them, but I can't do anything about it. I've got scars. But you know what? I'm not feeling any pain. So I take the scars with me into the new year, but I leave the pain. I leave the pain where it was. I leave the pain where it happened. I have evidence that I've been through something, but I'm not carrying the pain of that experience with me to keep reliving it over and over in my life. Maybe I'm describing how you're handling some of the challenges that you faced. Maybe I'm on your row right now and you're feeling it. Hey, you're talking to me because I just keep reliving the pain in my life. One more time, I need to tell you, leave bitter and take better. Hebrews 12 and 15 says, see to it that no one falls short of the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. You know why? Because a seed of bitterness, or a seed of offense rather, becomes a root of bitterness. You know what? We cannot control what people do to us, but we can control how we respond in those moments. So how do we kill the root of bitterness? It's like one of those weeds that get started in your flower bed or in your yard and you just can't seem to get rid of them. How do you kill the root of bitterness? I'm gonna give you two ways. You can kill it with forgiveness. You can forgive the person who wronged you. You can forgive the person who offended you. You can forgive the one who missed the mark in your life. Kill bitterness with forgiveness. And you can also kill it with compassion. You can find compassion in your heart for the person that wronged you. You're like, ooh, no, I'm not there yet. I don't feel any kind of compassion for them. They hurt me, they wounded me, they cut me, they did me wrong, and I don't feel any kind of compassion. But you know, there are many, many, many people in your life who have done you wrong that did not intend to do you wrong. I know there's that 1%. There's those few that you're comparing every other situation to. But there's a lot of people in your life that had no idea they were offending you. To this day, they have no idea that they offended you. You know what? I bet I've offended you at some point. I hope not. If I have, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Don't take an offense into the new year. Sometimes I'll find out way later that someone was offended, and when we finally get a chance to talk or when we get a chance to work through it, man, it was a complete misunderstanding, or they heard what someone else said and took their word as truth, and instead of asking me, listen, don't do that, kill the root of bitterness. Go ahead and forgive me. Have compassion on me. Let me forgive you. Let me have compassion on you. Why? Because I want to leave bitter and I want to take better. Let me tell you about the next opportunity. You can leave control and you can take trust. Leave control and take trust. You know what? The desire to control is rooted in a lack of faith. You better write that down, because if you struggle with control, you don't believe me yet. You're going to need to work on this. You're going to need to let the word work on you and just do a miracle in your mind and in your heart. But the desire to control is rooted in a lack of faith. When you overestimate your ability to control, you underestimate the power of God. The truth is, you don't have any power to control. The more you think you're in control, the less control you actually have. But when you overestimate your ability, oh, I can handle this. I can keep all of these plates spinning. I can keep all of these balls bouncing. I'm in complete control in my own power, in my own strength. Guess what? You're taking God's job from him. His job is to order your steps. His job is to bless your life. His job is to make sure that there is light for your feet and a lamp for your path. His job is to guide and to orchestrate his will in your life. Leave control and take trust. Hebrews chapter 11 is powerful. Look at verses 1 and 2. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. All of those old people in the Bible that you look up to and you esteem highly and you say, wow, look at them. They were mighty men and women for God. Well, this is what they were doing. They were living by faith. They were walking in unknown territory. They had no map. They had no assurance. They had, no guarantee. They were just walking by faith. And so he tells us in verse 6 of chapter 11, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Those who relinquish control and who put their faith in him, because a synonymous word with faith is oftentimes trust. Here's the truth. We don't have the power to control, but we do have the ability to surrender. We don't have the power to control. Again, every time we think we're in control, we've lied to ourselves. We've given ourselves a false reality that we are dependent on. And everyone around us, they're just scared to tell us because they know there's going to be, some kind of retaliation or some kind of lash out. But really, we don't have the kind of control we think we do. But what we do have is the ability to surrender. I don't need to tell you this. You know this. Whether you live with a controlling person or you are the controlling person, you know this. Controlling people live miserable lives. And this is a key spiritual battle. Control versus trust. You know what I say? I say choose trust. Leave control in 2023 and take trust into 2024. Leave the desire to control in the old year and take trust into the new year. Let's read it formally. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. You know what? You can decide right now, on the last day of this year, that you're going to trust in the new year. That you're going to begin with trusting God. Begin with trusting God. And then slowly, gradually, let God heal your heart so that you can begin trusting others. I'm not suggesting that trusting others is going to happen overnight. If you've been hurt, if you've been done wrong, if you've been offended, if you've been wounded, it's hard to trust again. But if you can begin with God, who is closer than any brother, who is not here to let you down or to disappoint you, the things you've blamed on God, the things that we have faulted God with, were never God's fault. We just allowed the enemy to lie to us. God is for us. God is on our side. God has already made up his mind about us. So I'm going to trust God. And I believe in 2024, he's going to do a work in my heart. And I'm going to find people that I can trust. And people who will not disappoint me or let me down. Hey, you can take it or leave it. Before we go today, let me give you one more. And I invite our musicians to come and join me here for the close of this final message of 2023. So I can leave bitter and I can take better. I can leave control and I can take trust. And here's the final one today as we close out our time together. I can leave past and I can take promise. Oh, I want to convince you to do this today. I want to implore you to do this today. If you don't hear anything I've said, please hear me right now. Leave your past in the old year and take the promise of God into the new year. You know why? Because God saves you from your past so that you can step into your future. You say, Pastor Darrell, I'm struggling with my past. I'm struggling, you know, with the lament, the regret, the pain, all of that. Hey, leave it in the old year. Take the lessons, leave the memories. I'm connected to someone on Facebook. I don't know them personally. It's just someone who's friended me along the way. But every now and then their post comes into my news feed. And it's always interesting because they keep posting pictures from their old life. They're not dressed modestly. It's definitely a life they were living that was not in Christ. And they put these pictures up, and it finally dawned on me one day. You're not testifying. You're bragging. You're bragging about who you used to be and how you feel like you used to look and maybe how appealing you were to some, or maybe it was the attention that you got from the opposite sex. And so now you keep posting that because you're trying to hang on to some aspect of your past. And the truth is, you're not living in promise. If you're holding on to your past, then you're not walking in the full promise of God. Because hear me, your story is not a story about your failure. Your story is not a story about all the times you fumbled the ball or how many times you tripped and ended up on your face. No, your story is about God's victory. And I want you to hear me today. You can't look forward and backward at the same time. It's impossible. It's impossible. It would be as though I turn this camera on and use that reverse option and just walk through life with eyes ahead but constantly glancing as to what's going on behind me. It's just, you can't do it. You can't do it. If you're constantly trying to pay attention to your past, then you are not walking in promise. You cannot focus on promise if you are stuck in your past. Who am I preaching to on this 31st day of 2023? Who is it that's been living in their past? Who is it who's been stuck in their past and not walking fully in the future that God has for you? I promise you that He has future for you. He's got great future for you. But in order to see it, you've got to leave past and you've got to take promise. You've got to close the door on your past. And you have to take the first step into your future. I believe there's people in this room today. I believe there's people online with us today that are ready to make that decision. You're ready to close the door on your past, and you're ready to take the first step into your future. We call it a yes moment around here. I'm saying yes to both. I'm going to close the door on my past, and yes, I'm going to take the first step into my future. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed in the room today, and maybe even with you that are online with us, take this moment serious. It's not just a preacher on screen, in your car, or in your home, or wherever you may be hearing this right now. You can close the door on your past. You know what? I'm going to take the scars, but I'm going to leave the memories. I'm going to take the lessons I learned, but I'm leaving all of that. I'm not going to continue to dwell on that and think about all of that. I'm ready to be free. free in my life. And if you're ready to be free, I want to pray for you as we close out this year. And I want to declare over you as you step into your new year. Father, I pray for all of us. I pray for every lifted hand in the room and online today. I pray for every person who has been struggling with leaving their past. They keep taking their past from year to year, and it's not working. It's not working. So today, Lord, we're making a choice. We're making a decision. We're saying yes. We're saying yes to putting our past into this blood that forgives and covers and renews and revives. Today, Lord, we repent of our sin once and for all. Lord, we repent of everything in our past, everything that we regret, everything that we lament, everything that we feel guilty and shame and condemnation about. We repent, Lord. We release it. We give it to you once and for all. And we live with the promise, Lord, that you have forgiven us. You have forgiven us. In fact, when you forgive, your promise is that you forget. You don't even remember our sin any longer. You cast our sin into the sea of forgetfulness. As far as the east is from the west, it is gone forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the promise of a future. I declare life. I declare healing. I declare restoration. I declare revival. I declare renewing. I declare strength over every single person as we take our first step into the future. Maybe I go to bed really early every night, but I'm willing to stay up a little later on New Year's Eve, at least a few seconds after midnight, so that I can take my first step into my future and not miss your call on my life. Oh, no, I'm not missing this call. I'm answering this call. I pray it today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Listen, if you prayed that prayer with us today, if you joined me in this yes moment, on either side of this auditorium are large yes banners, and on the table is this book called Following Jesus. Pick up a copy of this book. It's free. It's a fast read. You can read a few pages a day and just, hey, what are you doing in my life? What just happened in my life? We're going to teach you. We're going to walk with you. Most importantly, we want to see you in the house of the Lord next Sunday, January 7th, the first Sunday of 2024. Come on back and let's invest ourselves into the work of God, into the presence of the Lord. If you're online with us today, or maybe in the room and you want a digital copy, just text the word follow to 404-777-4701. Make sure we get your email at that link, and then this book will land in just a couple of minutes right there in your inbox, and you can read it on your phone or on your computer. Thank you for being in the presence of the Lord. Our team is coming back to lead us in worship for another few moments. God bless you. I'll see you next Sunday. Come on, let's give God our very best praise in this room right now.